Lighthouse began, it was really more of a grassroots movement. It's just amazing, you know, as I reflect back at times on what God has brought together under our Blessed Mother's mantle. Why did we merge with the Augustine Institute? It was all about the salvation of souls. Could we reach more souls together than apart? Go.
Welcome to Faith and Culture, a production of the Augustine Institute. Every week, we explore the glory of the Catholic faith and the beauty of Catholic culture. And now, here's the host of Faith and Culture, Joseph Pierce.
Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and welcome to another Faith and Culture podcast. And I'm very pleased to have as my guest today one of my colleagues here at the Augustine Institute, Mark Bittendorf. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Joseph. It's great to be here.
Well, as someone who's still relatively new to the Augustine Institute, I only know the bare bones of the legacy that you've bestowed upon the Augustine Institute. So perhaps you can give us some of the background story, Lighthouse Media and the things you founded, and give us the story, and we'll take it from there.
Sure. It's, you know, first off, all through God's grace, truly. It's just amazing, you know, as I reflect back at times on what God has brought together under our Blessed Mother's mantle. And so it started back, we officially were founded in August 15th, Feast of the Assumption, 2005. And on that day, we consecrated it to our Blessed Mother. And ever since then, she has brought so many incredible people to Lighthouse at that time. And really was at the centerpiece when I met Dr. Tim Gray and this the whole concept of merging with the Augustine Institute took place.
And when did that happen?
That was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Father Fessio from Ignatius Press and Mark Brumley had come out to visit the Augustine Institute and came back just amazed at what the Augustine Institute was doing beyond the graduate school, which everyone I think is, they're so well known for that. But these parish-based programs that they were getting into. And they recommended that Lighthouse and the Augustine Institute get together. And, you know, we looked at schedules and it was, I didn't see any time like we would be able to get together based on Tim's busy schedule, our schedules. And the one day that we were able to connect on was the one day that I happened to be in California, in San Francisco. Tim was in San Francisco that same day with some of his team, and we all met up at a place called Sweetwater.
Oh yes, well, I've been there. Yeah.
And so that was the first meeting, and I'll never forget, just prior to that meeting, thinking to myself, you know, I'm not sure what God really wants out of this. I didn't really see the connection, but within 15 minutes of that meeting, it was just so clear to me what God had in store for us.
So perhaps you can tell us, I mean, I think most people listening to this probably do know about Lighthouse Catholic Media because your presence was so almost sort of omnipresent in Catholic parishes throughout the country. Especially, you can tell us about what exactly that was and why the merger with the Augustine Institute was, if you like, a win-win situation for all involved.
Sure. So Lighthouse began, it was really more of a grassroots movement. We ended up, prior to the merger, being in about 8,000 Catholic parishes around the United States and Canada primarily, although we did have operations on where we made CDs on four other continents, but primarily U.S. and Canada. And God just blessed us with people like Terry Barber from St. Joseph Communications and Dave Duran and just so many talented people that he's brought to help really grow Lighthouse at that time. And every time a new parish would come on board, we'd have a mass offered for the parish, and we continue that tradition today to really fight the spiritual battle with spiritual weapons, first and foremost. And why did we merge with the Augustine Institute? I had the fortune of going on a camping trip, a backpacking trip with Tim shortly after I met him that summer, with his family, my family, Father Gately came mm-hmm. from the Marians, and mm-hmm. we spent 4, 5, 6 days up in the mountains. And Tim asked me the question on that trip, do you think we could reach more souls working as one versus just kind of partnering on different things? Mm-hmm. And really, that was the only question that we really needed to really discern. And when we just both discerned it, that yes, we could, that was why we merged. Okay. It was all about the salvation of souls. But okay. both apostles were financially doing well. It wasn't about any of that. It was, could we reach more souls together than apart?
That's wonderful. I mean, that's basically the one of the many things I love about the Augustine Institute. It's bringing so many different apostolates from different areas, people doing different things, and bringing them under the same umbrella. And so, if you like, so there's an element of coherence, cohesiveness, coordination, which is absolutely marvelous, and it's certainly an honor to be a part of it. So where are we at now? Because I know you founded with sort of CDs of talks. I know that that's what Lighthouse is known for. But I think under the Augustine Institute arrangement now, you're doing more than just CDs. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been amazing what our Lord has brought as far as the spiritual weapons that we can help to bring to bear as tools for the parishes to really help Catholics understand, live, and share their faith. So the three core pillars or core spiritual weapons that we look at from a parish program perspective is our Next Generation Kiosk, which is a physical presence at the parish that has books, booklets, CDs, DVDs on it. Then that's one. Then we have a version of that, but it all digital, and which with a much more vast offering, because it is all digital, you're not limited to physical space, called formed.org. And the third area are the parish-based programs like Symbolon, Beloved, Lexio Peter, a small group. And then, you know, that's really one lung in the three core spiritual weapons. And the second lung is the graduate school, and really working with promoting the graduate program through the distant learning into the parishes. And it's just amazing the different professors that God has brought to us through Dr. Chris Bloom, the dean, for that those programs that they offer.
Okay. So I make sure I understood this properly. You said three pillars, and that the three pillars were the kiosks, formed, mm-hmm. and then the other parish-based missions such as Symbolon, and then that is in coordination marriage with the graduate program in theology that the Augustine Institute is doing.
That's exactly it.
Okay, I'm glad I got that right. Okay, so the kiosks, so the DVDs, the CDs, and the books that you mentioned, are they all produced by the Augustine Institute, or do we allow other products to go into those kiosks?
Sure. So we work with lots of other Catholic apostolates. And for like instance on the CDs, we have CDs from speakers that work for probably 30 different apostolates. But we do produce them ourselves in-house, but we collaborate with them, those other apostolates. Also the books, we'll work with people like Sophia Press, Ave Maria Press, Ignatius Press, lots of other, and then our own, we do publish our own books as well, but we'll print all those ourselves in-house. So we do, we have collaborations with these other apostolates, but then we produce them in-house and to distribute them on our kiosk program. So we work with many other apostolates, but we do produce them directly.
So say you worked with, for instance, Sophia, would it be like a co-publication? Would it be co-published
yes,
by the Augustine Institute and Sophia Institute Press?
Right. That's exactly it.
Got it. Now, one of the things I find most exciting, and I, you know, as I'm on my own learning curve in my involvement and engagement with the Augustine Institute, is formed. Please maybe try to expand upon what exactly formed is, how is it different from what's already out there, why is it so exciting, where's it going?
Sure. So formed really is a unique platform. It's an ecosystem unto itself. It's a subscription-based program, platform, that parishes can purchase, or even whole diocese can purchase, or individuals can purchase if your parish doesn't have it. And within that platform, we have four major categories. So some people are very visual learners. Some are auditorial learners. Some are like to read. So we have ebooks, Lighthouse Talks, which would be the audio. We have movies, you know, so to also reach people wherever they're at. You know, there's items on that platform for non-Catholics, for Catholics that are just kind of going to Mass but not really understanding why and really don't understand the faith well, I would say, to people that really want to take a deep dive. So there's something for everyone of all ages, too, for little children up through adults. And then we have the AI parish-based programs and other programs as well, like Marian Consecration with the Marians through 33 Days to Morning Glory, or the St. Paul Center.
How would a non-Catholic, you have materials for non-Catholics, how would a non-Catholic find his way onto Formed in the first place? I'm displaying my ignorance here. So
you can share content. If you're a subscriber on Formed, you can share and send one of the audio files or books or whatever it might be to somebody else. They have 7 days where they can watch that or listen to that for free. So you can use it to evangelize in that sense, which is a really important aspect of understanding, living, and sharing your faith.
Yeah, I find this very exciting because I'm not the most technological of people, as anybody who knows me will bear witness, but obviously we need to be fighting the war, if that's the right word, the spiritual battles. We need to be evangelizing in cyberspace, using the latest technology, using the web, and we see the power of Amazon and Netflix and such like that. So would you say that Formed is sort of like a Catholic equivalent to that sort of cyber presence?
In some ways, yeah. Yes, I would agree with that. But in other ways, no. Like, for instance, we're talking about evangelization. You as an individual could send that to a friend or somebody like that. But a parish, if a parish has a subscription, everyone within that parish boundary has full access, unlimited, to form. So we have parishes that will put together a postcard with the code, their parish code, which each parish has their own unique code for logging in, and promote various talks or whatever it might be, or movies or programs on that postcard, and send it to every address in their parish boundary. So you could send out 20, 30,000 postcards.
Wow.
So it's not just for the people that are coming to the Mass. It could be for everyone in that parish community has unlimited access. So it really opens it up, which from that perspective, I would say it's very different from a Netflix or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it really can be used to evangelize in a way that otherwise was unheard of. And then also, even for like, you hear of a lot of adult ed or adult faith programs, and parishes will have these types of programs at a parish. If you want to attend, you got to come at a set time and a set date. And if that doesn't work for your schedule, well, then you can't participate.
Right.
Through Formed, you can do small communities. You can meet at somebody's house. You could have 20 different groups all meeting at different times of the week, in fellowship in small group communities, which is, I think, in many ways how the church was built, with, you know, a lot of these small group communities and things like that. And you know, you hear so often within large Catholic churches, especially, there isn't those small group communities.
Right.
And this is really a way for a large parish to break down into small community groups and build those relationships.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting, and the Augustine Institute is very blessed to have you as part of the team. So, Mark Mittendorf, thank you so much for being a guest on this edition of the Faith and Culture podcast. God bless you.
Thank you, Joseph. God bless you, too.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Faith and Culture with Joseph Pierce. Faith and Culture is a production of the Augustine Institute. For more information, please visit us at faithandculture.com.